It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. And it's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty, Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Each and every Thursday night at this time, we get together in the studios of AM 930 WEOL to talk high school wrestling around Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Boy, we have hit the month of February, so things are certainly going to get very, very interesting out on the mats here in the next few weeks. Sean Bennett, as always, a pleasure to have you here at AM 930 WEOL. And as I said, we have indeed turned the page into the month of February, and obviously, not only tonight, but in the next few weeks here on our weekly wrestling recap, well, we're going to have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I think we're officially into that stretch run I've been talking about over the course of the season, how people are preparing for it. Well, we're in it. We kind of finalized the state dual fields last night with the regional semis and the regional finals, so those are all set for next weekend. This weekend coming up, we have a bunch of conference tournaments going on. So we're kind of now at the point where people are trying to hit their peak form, so they are ready to finish the season off right.
And of course, each and every Thursday night here on our weekly wrestling recap, we like to have a coach stop by and join us, and we've got our first returnee, Eric Burnett, head coach over at Elyria High, one of the premier programs not only in Ohio, but perhaps the country. He'll be stopping by to pay us a visit a little bit later on. Some good things to talk about as far as Pioneer Wrestling is concerned.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a fitting week to bring Eric back simply because Elyria had an amazing win over Wadsworth. Two nationally ranked wrestling programs went at it last night, and Elyria with a convincing win and then went on to beat Perrysburg to reach their third straight state tournament in the dual team tournament for OHSAA. And of course, next weekend they have they're going to be trying to defend their title for the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament Championship as well. So great time to have him come in and talk about those two events.
All right, so we look forward to hearing from Eric Burnett, the head coach of Elyria. He'll be in our second segment. On our first segment, which we'll follow this time out, we'll take a quick look back at some things that were happening out on the mats last weekend. So stay with us. We're glad to bring this to you each and every Thursday night. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by our good friends at Ohio Family Realty, and we're glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone. Great way to listen. Download that WEOL mobile app, or you can listen online. Dial us up on your laptop or on your desktop. Just listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone or listen online. However you've dialed in tonight, great to have you with us. Yours truly, Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram covers that wrestling beat for the CT. His weekly wrestling column will be tomorrow, perhaps in our next segment. Sean will give us a sneak peek as to what's coming up in that column on Friday. But Sean, before we look ahead to that column tomorrow, how about a look back to last week and tell us about some action on the mats last weekend as far as Lorain County was concerned.
All right. One of we only had a couple tournaments during the weekend that our area teams were involved in. One was the Cy Pinner Duels. That was right at Elyria High. I think that originally was an event that was kind of a JV team event, And then Elyria, as you know, has that secondary varsity team now, the Elyria White team. Right. They began hosting it, and now I think Brookside won it a few years ago. They still compete in it, and I think Moraine went this year. I think Olmsted Falls and Brecksville still send their B teams to it and stuff like that, kind of like Elyria's does. But, yeah, Elyria and Brookside, good showing there. They both went undefeated in pool play, met in the championship match, and Elyria won the final duel, and I believe that's their third straight title at their host tournament.
44-30 in that final duel, so obviously Brookside was rather competitive.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Brookside's bringing their top guys, which right. include guys like Brad Hoon and Greg Packard and some of the guys we've been talking about all year. The Elyria guys are you know, they have some guys that both wrestle kind of sway in between the red and the white varsity team. So there are some other top-level varsity guys that are wrestling there, then some guys that maybe couldn't crack the lineup, or some guys who maybe due to illness or injury missed some matches earlier in the season and were trying to make up some work on the mat here late in the season.
And Coach Mose had his Lorraine team over there as well, a 6th out of 10 team. So Lorraine with a pretty decent showing, per se.
Right, and they've been, you know, kind of banged up. I know Aaron Huff just got back in the lineup after, you know, rehabbing some injuries. Actually, I think some injuries that were aggravated from the football season that came around again in the wrestling season. And some guys have been, you know, just in and out of the lineup with, you know, I assume illnesses, injuries, things of that nature. So they've kind of, you know, been, you know, worrying about depth, I guess, is the best way to say it. So, yeah, they won a couple duels. They were able to beat Sandusky Perkins pretty convincingly, Strongsville pretty convincingly. And then, you know, Brecksville's a powerhouse team. They lost to them. And Lutheran West with obviously James Handwerk and our local Parker Watson on that team, they came in and lost a close, very close duel to them.
Again, Tim Elkhorn from WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, as we bring you our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Over at the West Holmes Invitational last weekend, Sean, 14 teams. Keystone comes in at number 6, so a good showing for the Wildcats.
Yeah, West Holmes over at Western Reserve, or at Western Holmes, I think they call it the Marine Corps Invitational, or at least it was for a while. Keystone, 5 placers, and David McCullough, obviously the standout with a championship at 195 pounds. He's having a great season. I think they're expecting big things out of him. I think he's got a real shot of not only making it to the D2 state tournament, but possibly finishing on a podium down there. Clay Todd has been having a great, and Garrett Cole, all these names that you see on the list, Justin Oakletree, these guys have been having, you know, great seasons all year. So I think Keystone is going to probably make some noise in the postseason and do some big things with some of those guys.
EC finished 13 out of 14, but Stan Blyke, a champion at 145, and Stan was named the event MVP. Boy, 4-0 with 2 pins and a pair of wins over some pretty good wrestlers at the state level.
Yeah, and EC is obviously one of those teams that kind of has some depth issues as well. I don't think they can field a full lineup right now, but, yeah, they have one of the best wrestlers in Lorain County and Stan Blyke, 3-time state qualifier, 2-time state placer, and he's gotten better every year. So he finished 3rd last year, so obviously the only way to improve on that is to make the state final this year, and that's fully his goal. And the way he's wrestling right now, he's looking like that's what he's wanting. The win over 6-3 win over Justin Shaw from Carrollton, who's ranked number 6 in the state in Division 2 at 138 pounds, and then the 10-4 win, which is a pretty convincing win over Triway's Brian Persinger, which is important because right now Stan Blake's ranked number 5 at 145 in D3, and Brian's number 4 at 145. So it's a big confidence boost to beat a kid who's ranked right ahead of you like that, knowing that and beat him convincingly with a 6-point win, kind of, you know, gives you that confidence you need going into the postseason.
That's one of those measuring stick barometer kind of wins for Stan Blyke, just to see where he is at against one of the premier wrestlers in the state.
Well, I'm sure he's not happy with that number 5 ranking. He, like I said, he wants to be top 2 this year, and obviously win a state championship is his ultimate goal, but he probably felt like he needed to make a statement with that win, not just get a close win, but a dominating win over a guy that they had ranked ahead of him.
And again, we'll have Eric Burnett on during our next segment, but Elyria High at the dual team tournaments beat Wadsworth in the semifinals, and then Perrysburg in the finals.
And like I said, that semifinal was the match that everybody around Ohio was watching, probably worthy of being a state tournament watch. It was 2 teams ranked in the nation. going at it, and everybody kind of was watching that, and Illyria came in and really did a fantastic job. Dylan Shaver ended up pinning Jimmy Carmody at from Wadsworth and was down in that match and pinned him in the third period at 5:04. And I think he was down pretty good in that match, and that was a big win for them. Also, you can see Brendan Price pulled out an overtime, sudden victory, overtime victory over Cody Surratt. And Price has only been back in the lineup a very short period of time. He was out most of the season with rehabbing that broken femur that he suffered last year in the state tournament. And to beat a kid like Cody Surratt, you know, high state ranked kid, that was another swing match that really kind of allowed Illyria to kind of take advantage and take control of that match and really kind of come away with a very impressive 38-25 win over Wadsworth.
Well, as you said, a lot of people watching that match, and then pretty convincing championship over Perrysburg.
Yeah, I mean that was kind of expected. The winner of Perrysburg Oregon Clay was going to reach the final, but everybody kind of felt whoever won Illyria Wadsworth was going to win that regional championship, and that was the case. Illyria with a 55-18 win over Perrysburg, and the wins, the individual wins, were pretty dominating. Mick Burnett started off with a major decision. Shaver had a pin. Brendan Fenton had a pin at 120. Josh Breeding had a pin at 126. Matt Zuckerman had a tech fall at 132. I mean, right there, Illyria's off and running and just blowing away Perrysburg. And then, obviously, they finished strong as well with JT Brown with a pin at 182. Cameron King picked up 6 points with a forfeit at 195. Kevin Vo with a pin at 285. I mean, I think Illyria had 9 wrestlers who won 2 matches last night, so they definitely showed up for that
Kevin,
whole deal.
Kevin Vo all the way back, you think?
I think so. I mean, he's a pin in 39 seconds, a pin against Wadsworth in 3:58. I mean, he's in Ohio. He's got that confidence. You know, all his losses have been to usually nationally ranked guys from other states in competition like Beast of the East and Intermat, or the Walsh Jesuit Ironman. But they basically, you know, in Ohio, he just is the man, and that's what he feels like right now. So he doesn't feel too threatened right now, and you know, you don't want to let that get out of hand. He wants to stay focused and be ready, but he has not shown much weakness against Ohio wrestlers.
That's good news for him. Bad news for all the other heavyweights out there. And again, we'll hear from Eric Burnett in our next segment. Speaking of the next segment, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Pioneers, and we'll also take a look at what might be happening this weekend out on the mat. So stay with us. It's our Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. We bring it to you each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, and you can listen online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, and it's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett, who covers the wrestling beat like nobody else. He does it for the Chronicle Telegram. Of course, we'll hear a little bit later on in this segment what Sean has coming up in his wrestling column on Friday. But right now, we're going to the phone lines. He makes a return appearance on our Thursday Wrestling Recap. He's the head wrestling coach at Illyria High. Eric Burnett stops by to pay us a visit on this Thursday night. Eric, great to have you with us. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
Oh, no, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Eric, obviously, we want to kind of get right into last night's action. I was running around Lorain County yesterday like a chicken with my head cut off for National Sign Day, and we obviously had Brad out there watching, or you know, kind of writing for us for the tournament. But I was following online, and it sounded like there was a lot of excitement in that semifinal against Wadsworth. Two nationally ranked teams, Illyria and Wadsworth, going at it. Kind of want to talk about some of the matches, starting with Dylan Shaver and Jimmy Carmody at 113. Sounds like Dylan really kind of came through there in that match and pulled off a big pin late in the match.
Yeah, I think the theme on last night was coming through. That's exactly what happened last night. A lot of kids starting off with Shaver. You know, Carmody was wrestling really well, and Shaver, for a while Shaver didn't have anything for Carmody. You know what I mean? It was all Carmody, but Shaver's one of those guys that, you know, he's just got to keep going. He's got to create, as long as he creates action, you know, he can always make something happen at any time. And he kept his head in it. and he stayed focused and he stayed positive and he made a cool thing happen there. So it was just about coming through. I mean, even you go up to the next way, you know, you go to Fenton, you know, Fenton had to come through. I mean, and you know, he was down and just had to keep it together and make something happen. So that's what the theme was last night, really.
The decision in that duel to kind of drop both Tristan and Brendan a weight class obviously paid off. Your thoughts on that drop and then specifically on Brendan, who is just back from injury and comes up with a very big win over Cody Surratt at 160.
Yeah. Surratt's been on fire this year, man. And, you know, we had talked about that, man, a while back. Coach Gillespie said something about, hey, I wonder if we could, you know, drop these guys down if we happen to, you know, get to Wadsworth. And so we went to both boys and we said, what do you guys think? Well, of course, at the time, they're both hurt, you know, so they're like, well, I guess if I ever get back on the mat. So they both had to make scratch weight last night. So they didn't get the plus three that the state gives for the midweek weigh-in. So here you got two guys making scratch weight, both wrestling very quality opponents. Obviously, Price's opponent is crazy good. And, you know, you talk about, once again, coming through. You know, Brady was feeling it. He was feeling that cut, but he managed to manage his match, you know, got the win, 7-0. And then, you know, Price is just a grinder, man. He's not in March form yet as far as being in condition, you know, but he's a grinder and he tries to do what he needs to do to get it done. And last night, that's exactly what happened. He kept his head in the match, stayed in the match. And he found something he could go to, and he ended up winning the match with it.
Again, we're talking with Eric Burnett, head coach at Elyria High, as he joins us here on AM 930 WEOL, part of our weekly wrestling recap. Eric, kind of moving up the weights, 182, JT Brown with a win over Alex Jones, 195, Cam King defeats Chris Suarez. Tell our listeners about those two matches.
Well, JT, his opponent is real smart. Okay, Jones is—he's hard to score on, and I think JT had thoughts in his head that, hey, I want to go out here and try to score a lot of points on this guy, and that's what JT's been doing all year. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm going to go score a bunch of points on Jones. He's been trying to put a ton of points on the board, and it was impressive last night how he stayed focused. You know, because Jones wrestled his pace. And he is hard to score on, but JT did enough to get it done, and obviously that was a key win for us. Cam is improving. You know, it seems like every time he walks on the mat, and he had a fairly close match with Suarez at the Ironman, but you know he just keeps stepping it up, and obviously you know that pin was huge. I mean that was huge for our team last night.
Eric, early in the season, you were talking about Matt Zuckerman filling in it for Brendan Fenton at 120 when Fenton was a little banged up, and how that was impressive because he wrestled at 106 last year, state qualifier at 106. Well, now he's in the lineup at 132. That's two more weight classes up from where that, you know, four total weight classes up from 106. And he ends up getting one of the toughest customers in the state at Luke Boffman against Wadsworth, and then scores you guys a technical fall against Perrysburg. You to talk about Zuckerman kind of stepping up there at 132, and it's nice to find a spot for him in the lineup. Do you kind of expect him to kind of go there at 132 the rest of the season?
Not really sure what's going to happen with what weight Zuck's going to wind up at this point. But all I know is it's just Zuckerman being Zuckerman. I mean, I wrestle that kid every day in the room, and he is hard to wrestle. Okay, so and you know, knowing from personal experience from wrestling the kid, you know, I know that I can go to him and say, hey, Matt, how about, you know, can we do this? And he's like, yep, coach, whatever we got to do. Or I can go, hey, Zuck, how about we do this? Yep, coach, whatever we need to do. You know what I mean? So he's a go-to guy. And, you know, it's just one of those things where right now I don't know where he fits in and as far as in the lineup or trying to figure it out, literally as we speak. So, but he's just a great team kid, and he's an absolute asset to our team, to our program.
Eric, I asked Sean earlier in the program in our previous segment about Kevin Vo, one of the premier wrestlers, not only, you know, Lorain County, in the state, perhaps in the country. Do you feel he is all the way back?
He's pretty close. I like the progress. You know what I mean? And, you know, I probably overstate the obvious a lot, but we're always talking about progress, making progress. Where are we now compared to where we were in December? I think Kevin's come a long way since December. My hope is that he hasn't reached his best. You know, my hope is, you know, in March that he's just steamrolling everybody. But, you know, we'll have to see. He's made some nice adjustments with his technique. He's doing some things in the room that I'm hoping will play out in some of his matches. So I just really think he's made outstanding progress.
And, Eric, obviously now this puts you guys into your third straight OHSA dual team state tournament. And this year, the D1 tournament is like, wow, you guys, St. Edward, Brecksville, Mason, four nationally ranked teams in the top 50 programs in the entire United States in that eight-team field. Wow, it's a minefield. What are you kind of expecting down there in a couple weekends?
Well, I just think it's awesome. You know, obviously, we're going in, and we're going in to try to win. But, man, to wrestle an event like that with these teams in it, it's just outstanding, and we're excited about it. Our kids are excited about it. You know, they're going to continue to grind and work hard. And you know, you want to have some luck. You know, we definitely don't want to come out of there banged up. You know, hopefully we can, no matter what happens, stay injury free. You know, all the teams. You know, you just hope everybody can walk out of there with all their guys healthy and intact. And but yeah, we're excited. And it's just, you know, when you what was exciting about last night is how it got done. You know, it's like last year at the state duels, we wrestled Brecksville in the state semifinals. And, you know, we fall behind big time, but the kids knew that was a possibility, and they just kept grinding. They just kept going. They never got down. And that's kind of how it was last night. I mean, we had some sticky situations where it was like, oh, man, you know, is this kid going to pull it out? Is he going to come through? And they did. And that's what next weekend's all about. Basically all day long, it's going to be one stressful situation after another, but fun, you know, in a fun way.
So obviously the wins last night get you into the state tournament in two weekends, but now on the flip side, this weekend, you're trying to defend that Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament Championship. You guys won the inaugural tournament last year. Talk about that focus change. When you're a program like this where you're dealing with one high-level event after another, what's the look over the next few days while you're getting ready for the league tournament?
Well, it's one clap, man. It's an old thing I learned from Coach Drago. Coach Joe Drago coached with us here at Elyria for a number of years. You know, when you had something really, when something really cool happened in your program or whatever, you brought the kids together at the end of the night. You said, "Okay, great job, really proud of you," and you had one clap, and it's over. You move on. Okay, so that's where we're at now. You know, the next event is a Greater Cleveland Conference. We've got to be ready for that. The kids have to focus or refocus, depending on, you know, what their attitude is when we walk in the room today. And we have another job to do. There are some really outstanding individuals in this tournament, some good teams, you know, and you can't drop your guard going in there, or you can have a rough day on Saturday.
And Eric,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. To follow up on that, as you get into the month of February, and as Sean alluded to earlier, elite wrestlers are going up against one another. Do you see a change in your kids' body language, the look in their eye? Can they sense it's now prime time, per se?
Yeah, some of them. Yep. It's funny. I was just talking to my wife about that last night. You know, and it's just, I don't know what does it. I don't know what makes it happen, you know, and you know, hopefully before long it'll be all of them, but I'm seeing it in some of the kids right now. And, you know, so I'm hoping that we're doing a lot of the right things,
cool.
To bring that out in the kids or help them bring it out in themselves.
That's awesome. Coach, as always, I love having you on AM 930 WEOL. Great conversation, and obviously just great things still happening on the mats for Elyria High. Congratulations on your success, and who knows, Mr. Bennett and I may have you back one more time before we wrap this thing up.
That's awesome, man. Hey, and thanks for what you guys are doing for wrestling. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Yep. Eric Burnett, the head coach of Elyria High, as he joins us here on our Thursday Wrestling Recap presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And I'm sure that is the case, as Eric just said. Boy, you can sense it as an athlete when the big time's coming, and it does. It changes your whole demeanor.
Yeah, and you see it in a lot of the guys. In his program, he's blessed to have guys that just do it all the time. And, you know, these high levels of competition. I was talking about that state tournament he's got coming up in two weekends. And we mentioned those four nationally ranked teams out of the eight. two other ones. Maslin Perry is right on the edge. A lot of people think, you know, they could be right in the next 10. And Cincinnati LaSalle just beat St. Edward in a duel last week. So we're talking, you know, teams that are just like, you know, some of the best in the country.
Off the charts.
And Elyria is right there. That's the nice thing. We got a local team who is considered one of the best in the country. Right now they're ranked 15. But honestly, they just put Tristan Brady and Brendan Price back in the lineup. They're probably more like a top 10 in the nation team right now.
Well, think about that. WEOL listeners, as you're listening right now, you've got a top 10, as Sean just said, could be, theoretically, a wrestling team in the country. Man, go out and see these guys on the mats. Phenomenal. All right, Sean, a couple of minutes left. We mentioned to Eric, they're over in Euclid this weekend for the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament, Patriot Athletic Conference Tournament this weekend, as a lot of the teams from the PAC will be getting together.
And Lorain County wrestling fans are kind of blessed. This kicks off 3 weeks in a row of conference tournaments in county. Brookside will be hosting the Patriot Athletic Conference this Saturday. The week after, Elyria Catholic will be hosting the Great Lakes Conference over there at their school. And the week after that, Avon Lake will be hosting the Southwestern Conference. So if you're a wrestling fan, no reason to not get out and you know, see all the different teams, different schools. You don't have to drive far. You can see some good wrestling over the course of the next month.
And Vermilion will be at the SBC Tournament at Margaretta Saturday. Lorain will be at the Lake Erie League Tournament at Maple Heights. All right. Tell us about the column tomorrow. Or is it a mystery column?
It will be a mystery column. As I said, I spent a lot of time in both preparation and then execution of National Signing Day, so that's absorbed a lot of my time. I do have a jump start on all my wrestling stuff, but we are not finite yet, so I will put something together for you, I promise.
And by the way, hats off to the Chronicle-Telegram. Unbelievable coverage on National Signing Day yesterday. Not only what you've done in print to get it all in the Chronicle, in the newspaper, but, boy, online, Twitter, Facebook, you guys were all over National Signing Day. Great job by the CT.
Yeah, and, you know, there was obviously some wrestlers in that. There's a lot of football players. You know, the gamut of sports, high school sports. I talked to soccer players. I talked to swimmers. I talked to everybody, you know, even sports I don't normally cover. So it's nice. Every high school athlete tends to have a great personality and are very enjoyable to talk to. So we're happy to get that done.
And a great story to tell. Yeah. I mean, high school athletes have great stories to tell as to how they got to the level they are now to have their day recognized on National Signing Day.
And it's a hard day to cover because you go into it, and it's almost like the same thing every year. And you're thinking, you know, you don't know. And through the course of the day, you get kind of a theme or you get some special stories that you can kind of, you know, put into some kind of creative story. Because other than that, it's just a bunch of people signing a piece of papers every year. But, yeah, it's real nice to kind of get to talk to people and kind of learn some things and kind of do put a different swing on it each year.
I'll tell you what, it was very, very well done. Great job by the CT. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of our Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Huge thank you to Pioneer Head Coach Eric Burnett for stopping by and paying us a visit. Always good to chat with him. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back with you again tomorrow night. I've got a boys' high school basketball on Friday. I'll bring you the Avon Eagles and the Westlake Demons Friday night, right here on AM 930. So until then, this is Tim Elkhorn saying, hey, thanks everybody for dialing in to our wrestling recap on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, and online at WEOL.com.